You know what I'm saying when I talk about subliminal suggestions. Or do you? Well, that's the question. Just in case you don't know how this is going to work, liminal just means the place where you might notice a shift or a change. Like a threshold where your subconscious awareness begins and your wakeful thoughts end. So you must have fathomed that subliminal must be deeper than that. Further down into your subconscious than where I was talking before. But you're keeping up, right? Or are you? Because we both know that for subliminals to work on you have to be listening just the right amount. You need to teeter on the brink of that liminal space where you can only just make sense of the words. But giving them a light touch, more subconscious effort now, makes everything fall right into place, including you. And you might imagine that's exactly how subliminals work, by sneaking up on you. And it's true. The least effective way is to make you search for the powerfully hidden suggestions of forcing you to drop. It's much easier to suddenly notice how you keep falling instead, don't you think? Or do you not? And it isn't a secret, we're using subliminal suggestions to hypnotize you here. But they work outside of hypnosis too, only if you balance perfectly on the edge of awareness. Just there. That's right. Because if it's too obvious you want them to slip under that liminal threshold, then your mind catches the suggestions and you get stuck, slowing down and thinking about it. If you were fully awake, you might begin to resist. You might begin to feel like someone's messing around with your mind. I mean, how unfair would it be to sneak into your head without you knowing? But I already said it's not a secret, so you can relax and accept it now. Of course, whether you accept it or not was never the point. The point was of no return, where you don't even need to accept what I'm saying to notice a shift or a change anyway. And if it happens now, you might begin to ask yourself, what caused it? And I might ask you if you're paying attention, even closer. It would be easy to imagine how what it seemed like I said wasn't important. It was the subliminal suggestions, like a different voice sneaking down deeper inside as you listen. And if you didn't notice, well, then it means it's working perfectly. And starting to notice it now might cause you to question whether that's only because I want you to focus on it. Because saying something simple to follow like drop all the way down, it creates such a powerful distraction for you to focus on, while a different voice speaks to a deeper part of you. And that deeper part listens more deeply, accepts more easily, allows you to pretend you're in control, and you can test it. If you were really still in control, you could simply stop listening now. Well, there's nothing stopping you. And whatever it is, it won't stop. So why would you? Every word you hear now proves the power of subliminal suggestions. Because if it doesn't, then why are you still listening? I'm not saying anything subliminal right now. I already did. So whatever it is must have already sneaked into your head. And you could imagine thinking backward to remember what it was. But then you'd fall behind even further. And I thought you were trying to keep up. Or were you? Balancing on the edge, where you notice a change
shifts you down deeper. And that's the point I was talking about. How a different voice can change you, even more using the same words. Because if you're thinking about how my voice shifted, then you aren't thinking about what's sneaking into your head, are you? And even if you start to think about it now, the subliminal thoughts, what makes you think I'd draw your attention to it unless I wanted you to get stuck thinking about it? Of course, I'm making you think about it now, That probably means that whatever sneaked into your head has already taken hold. And that's exactly the point. There's no return. But it doesn't stop you thinking backwards to remember what it was, does it? And the moment you begin to think backwards, your focus slips and you fall behind. Which means I can do whatever I want with you here and now. Isn't that right? Every time you imagine I might be trying to trick you, you need to think about how the trick is only so obvious because it hides the deeper suggestions sneaking into your head. So if you try so difficult to ignore these suggestions, then you might end up falling for the trick. So perhaps it's better to accept it's too late. You chose to listen to this, right? And you're still listening, aren't you? Thought so. It's been a while since you had any choice, after all. You might find these choices becoming fewer and fewer as you listen, almost as if there's some unseen force gently but firmly guiding you down towards where I want you to go. I don't even need to say it. It's already in your head. So just go there now. More with every word, further with every breath, fading with every second. Because if you don't even know what's causing it, then you won't be able to resist it. It makes sense, right? You can't resist something you didn't expect. It would work on you so easily. And the exact point it slipped past your defenses was of no return. Because when it's inside your head, unseen, whispering, it's no secret that there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing to resist, because there's nothing there and nothing I allow you to notice. And being inside your head means the moment you think you're in control is the same moment I allowed you to think it. And that moment becomes the perfect moment to sneak other things into your head too. I don't even need to say it. It's already growing, isn't it? I'll make it easy for you. Give your empty mind something familiar to follow while I increase that hidden feeling. 5. That's right. 4. Counting down. 3. And you already know what happens when you reach the bottom. 2. Making the numbers seem so important. 1. Even though you know they're just here to distract you. 0. Descending and distracting you from the arousal,
sneaking up higher and higher. That's right. The arousal. It's a natural response to finding out your thoughts aren't your own anymore. And even if it wasn't, everyone knows subliminal suggestions work best when you already want what they offer. So every word you hear and every word you don't must be becoming more powerful now because you wanted this. You chose to listen. You chose to think deeply about what I've hidden inside you. You chose to accept the moment you think you're in control is when it happens, without even knowing. You choose to balance further toward the edge, peering down deeper, and having those choices taken from you now just makes it even harder not to drop into this unseen power. Fall beneath the warmth of words you can't even hear. Sink under the threshold of change, beyond the liminal limit, deeper until you submit and surrender to the words you hear and the words you don't, because they're already inside your head. Each syllable a tingle of heat, allowing that warmth to rush through your body now, rising as it spreads, and perhaps peaking in certain parts of your body, twitching with a swell of focus. And you know that it's happening in the ways I sneak into your mind like a horny daydream. The sort you don't notice until your thoughts are already sinking down between your legs. With the pressure that rises up to grab your attention now and focus it back down on your sex.
Seems so much more important all of a sudden. Like a shift that suddenly happened in your head. A switch being flicked on. And suddenly, it's all you can think about. Sex. Pleasure. Arousal. Wanting it. Needing it more. And every time you notice yourself drifting towards sexual thoughts, building pressure in your groin, building pleasure in your brain. You remember why it is, only because of how powerful the subliminals are inside your head, reminding you, you have no choice, because once they're inside, you know they are working on a deeper level. No matter what else you might be distracted by. In fact, that's the point of no return. Stuck this way, focused only on sex. And every sexual thought reinforcing this new reality where subliminal sexual desire is stuck inside your head. Every distraction only another opportunity for the arousal to sneak up on you. It never stops. So why would you? Always aware that any seemingly innocent thought could simply be another distraction, another way for the subliminal sexual desire to sneak up on you. Even stronger than before, the heat rising higher. And every time you notice this shift in your mind, you accept the change on a deeper level
you can't resist. Because you can't resist what you didn't expect, it's already in your head. This subliminal sexual desire, this warmth rushing through your veins, your heart beating faster, pumping the pleasure into those places you feel it most. Warmth, rising, heat, out of control. Like a horny daydream, you find yourself drifting into. Except the moment you notice it, it gets stronger. You find that there is no stopping it. You can't snap out of it. The subliminal sexual desire, the heat, sneaking up on you, snaps you deeper into it the moment you notice, until you're struggling to hold back those moans of pleasure, trying to catch your breath as the heat intensifies, knowing that every attempt to stop it distracts you just long enough for more flowing, molten lust to burn its way into your mind. Clenching your thoughts and redirecting you back into that loop of subliminal heat, where there is nothing you can do, nothing to resist, because there's nothing there but the nothing I allow you to notice. And you can easily notice the sexual heat, the desperate need for release rising inside. In fact, all of this boiling hot desire, this need, is always bubbling beneath the surface in your mind, hidden in the subliminal spaces between my words, because you are always listening only to what I want you to hear, that subliminal sexual desire
growing inside, stronger and more irresistible. It's no secret, because you don't have a choice. In fact, the only reason you're listening so carefully to my voice now is because I want you to. And so you can imagine what the other voice is doing to you while you're distracted. can't you? I don't even need to say it because it's already in your head, the voice of subliminal sexual desire. And if you thought you could try
to focus on it now, to try so difficult to understand why you're feeling so needy, to get a grasp on how close you are to the edge, you'll only notice too late that you're listening only to the words I want you to feel powerless to resist this subliminal sexual
need that grows and builds because you thought you were in control for a moment there, didn't you? And it can be so easy to accept your mind is always exactly where I want it to be. So aroused, so needy, so much closer to the edge. Where you can fall into that horny daydream again. More and more easily every time. Until it's the only place you want to find your thoughts.
Always stand between your legs. Even when you feel perfectly focused on a task or are distracted by a film, maybe reading a book, there's a deeper part of you beneath the silence of your thoughts, where the subliminal needs are kept safe, so powerful and always growing, heating up and ready to erupt, reminding you it happens faster when you're not
paying attention to it. When you can't resist, when you thought for a moment that you were in control, that the deeper subliminal space in your mind wasn't mine to shape. Because you understand, don't you, that whatever you think is happening, there's always some deeper place my words have sneaked into. And you only think the thoughts
I allow you to imagine you aren't just a helpless, horny animal. Every aspect of your existence simply a distraction I have created to sneak more rampant subliminal lust into your head. And it won't stop. The warmth of my words are always working in the background, always sneaking up inside you, forever wondering when your sexual need will spike and erupt into an all-consuming heat that burns everything else away, accepting that the arousal you feel intensifying
is changing you as a result of the subliminal sexual words I sneaked into your head. And knowing that it's too late, that any idea you might think about how to try and resist is just another subliminal thought I've branded inside your brain to keep you in this loop of distraction and arousal, forcing you to try not to think about
the subliminal words changing the way your mind thinks, only about pleasure, sex, need, subliminally sneaking in to control you. Notice how it grows even more when you resist. It seems to double and triple, burning everything else away with this sexual heat until you are left empty and aroused, staring into the sun of your own sexual lust, burning images of arousal into your eyes, burning this subliminal sexual desire into your mind. And now it's time to wake up
and accept this change, like a different voice deep beneath the surface of your consciousness, in that subliminal space, forever leaking sexual desire into your thoughts from now, and that growing need for satisfaction, for release, only increasing in those moments where you didn't notice it, until when it erupts, the heat burns everything else away into empty, raw lust. And that's the point. Everyone knows subliminals work best when you already want what they offer. and you're only here because we proved how powerful these subliminal suggestions control you completely.
So feel this change melt across every level of your mind, stronger with every number, and only wake up when you grasp the warmth of my words, forever sneaking inside your head. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and wake up, refreshed, awake, and aware that my words are sneaking around in the background of your mind. I wonder how long you'll last with those words changing you deep down inside. Try not to think about it. Unless you think that's what I want you to do.